Now, number 20, spiny dogfish. Mr. Robbins, or Mr. O'Reilly,
whoever wants to start is fine.
Just whoever finishes fastest.
I have the regulation, though.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Rob.
Mr. Robbins earlier asked that he put on the agenda, and in fact also asked us to try and take it before FMAC, and that's why we're here today. FMAC voted in favor of changing the trip limit, which is currently 600 pounds, to 4,000 pounds. Bearing in mind what the commissioner said last month about emergency regulations, staff does think that this is on the basis of the welfare of the industry. Timing is critical. From now until about, say, mid-January is the time to harvest spiny dogfish. In a lot of cases, it will be in state waters. In some cases, it will be directed. In some cases, it will be bycatch, as it has been. And FMAC certainly provided us with good information overall on the fishery. To give you a very brief accounting of why we're here, the ASMFC voted to modify the state waters quota from 4 million to 6 million pounds. The federal quota is still 4 million. Also, they allowed the states to come up with their own trip limits, which is why 4,000 is something we had in 2003. FMAC said, let's try that. It's a block quota that's split in two. So it's the New York to North Carolina block that we're part of, at least for the period of November 1 through April 30th. Those states, including Virginia, share 1,060,920 pounds. And so that will be monitored, and that will be among all those states, New York to North Carolina. One thing that I would ask, this is not only a request for adoption of the emergency regulation, but also a public hearing at your December meeting. And I think the last thing I would ask would be that if you can make it effective tomorrow's date rather than today, then we know we could get this to the Federal Register tomorrow morning. And I said Federal Register, that's a slip. How about just the Register of Regulations?
Fine with me. Entertain a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I believe there was at least one speaker on the issue here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Before you close the hearing.
Go ahead. Sir, I'm sorry.
Scott McDonald, Spots Fish.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good. See Virginia you. Beach.
Say your name again.
Scott McDonald, Spots Fish Company, Virginia Beach. We need this regulation now because, like Rob said, if we wait until next month, these other states more than likely could catch this quota up. The sharks are off our coast right now, and our boats need this. You know, most of our coastal fishermen caught their rock tags in the spring of the year, so they have no winter fishery at all right now. So we could use this to sustain ourselves.
Thank you for speaking on the matter. Anyone else wants to speak on the matter? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move to approve the modifications to emergency regulation 4VAC 20-490-10 at Sequent to be effective November 29th and to include an advertised public hearing for December.
For December meeting. Second by Mr. Bowden. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Do these things eat cow nose rays?
No, cow nose rays probably eat them.
Unfortunately, they're too small.
Okay. They would eat them.
Train them to do that.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any other business to come before this commission? Meeting adjourned. No.
I didn't think we were.
They eat cow nose rays.
Eat rocks.
I heard about that.
Cow nose rays, but.